World Series. Heartbreaking. First bit of audio I want to play you is the reporters waiting for Michael Young to finish getting dressed. Okay? Now listen at this scene. That's the sound of 60 reporters gathered around one person, and that's as little noise as there is. Just the Velcro of him, you know, messing with his stuff and his bag and putting on his shirt. Now, contrast that when I go up to C.J. Wilson. Now, when I approach C.J., he's standing there with about two or three writers, it looks like. And there is laughter as I approach. And guess what he's talking about?
Himself.
Is he talking about the game that just happened? No. When I first walk up, he's talking about classic cars and his contract that's coming up. You know, what he's going to get in his next deal. And I've noticed his crutch is, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And so, listen to this. I'm going to play you a little bit. I'm going to leave in him answering a couple of the reporters' questions just because it had some
montage-y stuff.
Yeah, some redirect, look at me kind of stuff. And then finally I jump in and start just feeding him chum. Just start chumming the waters to get the great CJ to bite on our little hook.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? There was a guy that had a classic car in his contract a couple years ago. The team provided a classic car for him to drive around, which I think is kind of funny because if you get enough money, then you can buy whatever car you want, obviously. But, you know, everybody's negotiations go differently, and I don't know, you know. I mean, I feel like I pitched pretty well in the World Series, and I hope that, you know, kind of rinses out the bad taste people had in their mouth from the bad inning I had in Detroit and the bad game I had against Tampa, you know. But I feel like I made some good adjustments. And, you know, we got some help from some people to make those adjustments. So, you know, the only thing I'm concerned with is, as personally, you know, what can I do to be a better baseball player next year? That's the only thing that I'm concerned with, because everything is, I did everything I could do. Yeah.
That's the only thing he's concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
Not the loss that you just experienced.
Right.
Just lost the World Series.
And who thought that he had it all figured out by his last couple of appearances in the World Series? It wasn't that great.
He's pretty satisfied with his World Series appearances.
Didn't he say he pitched pretty well in the World Series, even and though he came in and plunked a guy with the first pitch?
And he says that that's going to erase all the bad outings that he had before.
He talks like a Valley girl.
That's right, and I do. And like,
did you notice how many times he said, whatever, and you know what I mean?
That's right, like.
I couldn't have won any more games. There's nothing I could have done, you know?
Back to the game next week.
Tonight's game?
First pitch to Vercalo. What happened there?
Just a fastball that cut, you know what I mean? Like, just a little bit too much emphasis on throwing the ball in, and he just leaned into it a little bit, and I don't know. You just have to focus on the next guy, which was Schumacher, and I was like, all right, a lefty, I'm going to eat him up, you know what I mean? At some point, you have to realize as an individual player in a team sport that there's nothing you can do to like avert disaster when that kind of stuff is going against you. You know what I mean?
Thanks, CJ.
Yep.
Now, what are you going to do to unwind from this over the next few weeks, months?
I'm going to go get my concealed handgun license. I have a wedding to go to in the Bahamas. My buddy plays for the Nationals, getting married. And I'm going to drive home with one of my buddies. We're going to have a little road trip on the way back to California. And other than that, I really have no plans.
What kind of gun are you going to carry with the CHL?
Oh, I just want to get it to get it. Like, I just want to have as many licenses as possible. Like, you know, car license, commercial driving license, concealed handgun license, maybe a pilot's license one day, motorcycle license, is there a boat license, fishing license, hunting license, whatever. I just think it would be kind of cool to be certified to do all this really cool stuff.
Threat investigation license?
Yeah, why not? I can work on that. I mean, it's a long off season for me. I don't sleep very much.
Right. How much do you sleep a night?
Sure. Meanwhile, a question he's already answered before, but I just wanted to get him to say it on record again.
Do you sleep a night?
During the season, between 5 hours and 6 hours. During the off season, I have no idea. It just depends. It depends on how much activity I have. But I take frequent cat naps.
Like more or less in the off season.
I sleep much better in the off season because I'm more regimented on my schedule. And even if I go out with my friends or whatever at night, or if I'm DJing or something like that late at night, then
He DJs?
Oh!
He DJs in the off season?
I guess so. I guess so. That's just one of the things that may affect his sleep schedule, is his DJing.
What's funny about this is all of his teammates here after Game 7, this is right after Game 7, by the way, if
yes.
you're just joining us, all of his teammates, if asked the question, what are you going to do to unwind this offseason, they're saying, I don't want to think about it right now. This loss is devastating, and we...
Right.
But he launches into, I'm going to get a bunch of licenses, I'm going to go to the Bahamas, I'm going to take a road trip to California.
Computer hacking skills.
Or if I'm DJing or something like that late at night, then I'll sleep in, I'll sleep for like 5 or 6 hours, and then I'll go work out, and then I'll take a nap in the afternoon, so I feel like that kind of adds up. I don't get to take as many naps during the season.
Are you a big vitamin supplement guy?
Yeah, I'm like the best, I'm like a racehorse. I try to take everything I can take in order to keep my body running at peak efficiency at all times.
What about Red Bull, stuff like that? Do you steer away from that, or do you like that kind of stuff?
I like to party. I don't drink. I've never drank alcohol or put any illegal drugs in my body. So there is a certain amount of respect that I have for even regular stimulants like caffeine. But at the same point, I don't think there's anything wrong with drinking a Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. And what about reading? What kind of authors do you like?
Right now I'm just reading a lot of scripts because I'm, trying to make use of my film and television education and try to write some stuff. I have some really good ideas, I think, this offseason that I'll put a computer keyboard to final draft and try to produce something. But, I've been reading a lot of, military books recently because I like the stories about, the Navy SEALs and the Army Special Forces in terms of what they have to go through in training. I feel like reading about that stuff helps me, train harder in the offseason. It's like if those guys can run 10 miles or 20 miles with a freaking backpack on and, in huge combat boots, then I should be able to, run a little bit further and stuff like that myself.
You think if you didn't end up in baseball, you could have done something like that?
I can tell you, but then I probably have to kill you.
Well, thank you for that death threat, CJ.
No, yeah, I mean, it's better for everybody.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What did that mean?
I have no idea. But I will tell you this. Of all the players that I talked to in the clubhouse after that Game 7 loss, none of them brought up, I like to read books about the Navy SEALs.
Just a lot of cool stuff.
I like want to collect every license there is.
You're right, Gordo. I hope they find a way to re-sign him.
I do, too.
Because that is a natural resource that we cannot do without here in the state of Texas.
It's like the JFK eternal flame. It's just always burning there, yeah. Ready to be taken in. And just go by there with my recorder and stick it in front of his mouth, and we get gold.
And here we go.
And sometimes when I'm out DJing, that's great.
Awesome.
I love the most interesting baseball player in the world.
No doubt. All right, 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What's the biggest show coming?